AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump has put Attorney General William Barr in charge of the investigation into the start of the Russia probe, giving Barr access to the documents involved.
I declassified everything they want. I put it under the auspices of the Attorney General. He's going to be in charge of it.
But some in the intelligence community question the move. They say the president is trying to do an end run around U.S. spy agencies. President Trump also announced 1,500 more troops are heading to the Middle East to keep watch on Iran's activities. The president just made a stop in Alaska as he heads to Japan for a state visit.
This is a nice stop, right?
President Trump taking selfies with U.S. troops at the Elmendorf Air Base. The Trump administration's move to revoke some newly won protections against health care discrimination for transgender people. It's the latest in a series of actions to reverse gains by the LGBTQ community. Alabama's ACLU's filed suit to block that state's strict abortion law. Dr. Yashika Robinson performs the procedure, and she says clients are calling her.
The doors of clinics closed, and we're one of only three left in the whole state. And so with this law passing, of course we have patients that are calling, and they're very scared.
You can legally smoke pot in Colorado. You can even have a few plants, but not a big growing operation. That's why the state's federal prosecutor, Jason Dunn, says nearly 250 homes were raided in the Denver area.
Most of the searches uncovered illegal, large-scale, black market marijuana grow operations. In most of those, the homes contain hundreds of marijuana plants, with some over 1,000.
He says more than 80,000 plants in all were seized. This is AP Radio News. There's a new drug to treat a rare disorder that's often fatal for children, but the price tag is staggering.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the most expensive medicine ever, a treatment for a deadly rare disorder that destroys a baby's muscle control. The treatment, sold by the Swiss drug maker Novartis, is called Zolgensma. It's priced at $2.125 million. The treatment, a one-time infusion, targets an effective gene that dramatically weakens a child's muscles, eventually rendering the patient unable to swallow or breathe. The condition called spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, strikes about 400 babies a year born in the United States. I'm Mike Gracia.
A new study finds that pay for CEOs at the biggest U.S. companies climbed 7% last year. It widens the gap between chief executives and their workers, whose pay did not rise at such a rapid pace. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.